I'm getting messages from some people who are saying, okay, I was taking Vioxx, I am taking Celebrex. If you're telling me maybe I should be off that, what do I do? What's my alternative?
Exactly. One thing I do want to say about Celebrex before we go on is I don't want to start a panic. There is not the kind of evidence about Celebrex causing heart disease, strokes, and blood clots that we have about Vioxx. So it may not be that Celebrex is as dangerous as Vioxx is. That said, it's no better than the other drugs, and it's much more expensive, and it's no gentler on the stomach. So for most people, there's no reason to be taking Celebrex. Now, what are the alternatives? One thing I do want to talk about is a drug or a supplement that's often kept in the alternative healthcare category called glucosamine.
I've heard about that.
Glucosamine for arthritis. Some of the formulations of glucosamine come with another constituent called chondroitin sulfate. But the evidence is very good that glucosamine for osteoarthritis or wear and tear arthritis of the hips and knees, it works very well. There's a well-done study that was published in The Lancet, which is a British medical journal, very as respected as our best medical journals, that shows that people who took glucosamine for arthritis of the hips and knees got very good relief, and actually their joints got better. Their joints improved. The x-rays got better rather than worse. So I found as a family doc that for people with arthritis of the hips and knees, especially people under age 65, that a two-month trial of glucosamine with or without chondroitin sulfate was always worthwhile. I had one patient I'll never forget, 45-year-old guy came to me and said, Doc, I need to go see an orthopedic surgeon because I need my other hip replaced. The story was that he had had Hodgkin's disease when he was 28 years old, and the chemotherapy and the steroids that he took caused his joints to wear out. He needed one hip replaced about 7 years before he came to me because the arthritis was so bad. So this is a guy who understood what hip pain was, what a joint replacement was, and how much relief he could get from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, look, before you get this other hip replaced, do me a favor, because if I send you to an orthopedic surgeon, I know what's going to happen. You're going to have surgery. Do me a favor, take glucosamine for 2 months and come back and talk to me. This sounds like an advertisement, and believe me, it's not. It's practical experience, the kind of stuff that I put in my book.
I understand.
But I said, come back to me in 2 months and tell me how you're doing. So he took the glucosamine, he came back, he said, my hip pain is almost completely gone. So why don't you come back in a few more months, and if you're not doing well, send you to the orthopedic surgeon, and if you're doing well, that'll be great. He came back about 6 months later, and he said, I have virtually no pain in my hip anymore. Now, this is a guy who certainly would have had a hip replacement. He had no pain in his hip, pain-free, no problem. And if we could have looked at the inside of his joint, we probably would have seen that the inside of his joint has actually gotten better. So I think it's very important for people with osteoarthritis or wear and tear arthritis of the hip or knee to try glucosamine for 2 months. It's not a pain reliever, so people, you don't get quick relief. It's not like taking aspirin or Tylenol or Motrin or Aleve or any of those drugs. You don't get quick relief, so you need to give it a full 2-month trial. So that's important.